Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need
and nutrients and things that will help encourage others to be a part of what you're doing. I mean, you can be an example for someone else, okay? And I just thank God for each and every one of our listeners that are tuning in today. You know, we come to you week by week. You know, this is just more than communication, just some information as well. But it's talking about action items. Like I said, get in the car, crank it up. And how many know that you have a destination to reach, but you're not going to get there unless you go back out of that car and get on the road and start driving? So we're going somewhere. We have a destination. We're trying to get there, but we have to do some things that we need to do. And in the case of health and wellness, your health goals, the picture of health that you have, first of all, get a mental picture of what it is that you want your life to be like, what it is that you want your health to look like, okay? So you want to get a picture, a mental picture, get a revelation, get a understanding, and then you want to take some action. You can even come up, get your health plan together. We'll help you with that, okay? You don't have to go it alone, okay? This is why we're here. Get connected. We have seminars coming out. We have health and wellness information that we're sharing on a daily, if not weekly, bi-weekly basis. And then we're going to have some seminars, some education. We're going to have some opportunity for you to come out and be a part of it, you know, come out and just enjoy the seminar. And you can even become a part of our team as well. So we just thank God for what he's doing. I want to see if we have any callers on the line that have any questions for us today with regard to health or wellness or minority health and wellness month or anything that you would like to share. And then if not, we have a scripture that we want to impart something today. This is something special. We were up in Margate, Florida today at a leadership summit, and there was a lot of revelation that was imparted, something I grasped for my listeners so that they can jot this note down, a revelation on how to move into your healthy and wealthy place. Are there any callers that would like to say anything at this time or chime in? Okay, we thank you, where you listen, audience, for listening today. Again, I'm your host, Sarette Sand. You know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. And we know that you believe that. We pray that you believe that. Well, it is so. The word of the Lord, according to Ezekiel 47, starting at the first verse, says, "Then brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south to the altar." Hallelujah. Notice the altar. "He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside of the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out of the right side, rivers of living water." Listening audience today, look at this. "And then the man went out to the east with a line in his hand. He measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. The water came up to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000, and he brought me forth the waters. The water came up to my knees. Hallelujah. The water came up to my knees. And again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. Is the water too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed? Verse number 6, we're in Ezekiel 47. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned, there along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and the other. Then he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley and into the sea. When it reaches the sea, it waters, the waters are healed. Okay? I want to stop for a moment to have you to consider. And the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I want to impart this into you today because, bless God, if you remember that the Holy Spirit, if you are born again, if you accept Christ in your life, the Holy Spirit dwells within your spirit. And then once he comes in and dwells with you, then ushers in your relationship with your Holy Father, and you and him become one. And then these waters of rivers of living waters, they dwell within you. So in your belly is rivers of living water, rivers of healing water that are there, that are for you today, if you believe this. Verse 9, and it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of your belly, out of your belly today. I hope you hear me by the Spirit of the living God, that in your belly are the rivers of living water. So if you tap in, if you tap into that secret place, that place in God, place that he's prepared, he said, Behold, I go and prepare a place. He talked about it in John 14. But do you know that he has prepared a place in you? So tap into those living waters today and be healed. Verse number 10, we're almost there because we are going somewhere today. And it shall be that fishermen will stand by it from in today to in Iglam, that they will be places for spreading their net. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly in many. But its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given to salt. Verse number 12. Okay, so that place that where you're going to go and cross. So if you get in God, a place in God where the living waters reside, the place in God where the healing waters are there, then you will be. Because if there's a place that's swamps or marshes or places that are not places of God or places that you seek healing and deliverance that are outside of God, then it will lead you to a place that is not flowing with the healing waters. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees for fruit. So we're talking about that healing place. That green place. Can you imagine green pastures? So the Bible says in Psalms, 23rd Psalms, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me in righteousness beside the still waters. He leads me into the green pastures. Okay, so we're talking about that place in God, that wealthy place, that healthy place, that place with green pastures, that place that's flowing with living waters, hallelujah. Not only that, but they are waters that have healing waters within them. So we thank God for that place in God that we can move toward, that we can reach down even in our bosom, and we can tap in to that healthy place, that wealthy place, hallelujah, that place in God where rivers of living waters flow, where healing waters flow. And verse number 12 again, in my conclusion here. I'm just giving you a little bit of spiritual food, of insight, of life, and things that God has in store for you. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees. Hallelujah. I still have to stop for a minute, because how many know that you want to be in that place? You want to get to that place, that secret place in God. Glory to God, that tapping in of the waters. Right now, as I look at this river, it's a long river that I'm looking at as we broadcast here remotely. But then this is a place that has trees, that there's trees that are lined up, that are waiting, that no doubt there's nourishment that's coming up from the water, there's nutrients that's coming up from the water, there's life in the water. But how many know that that spiritual water, because if God lives in you, his spirit is in you, and he resides in you, and rivers of living water are flowing, and they begin to flow as you begin to tap into that, along that bank. And it says, along the bank of the river, on this side and that, not just on this side and that, on both sides, you will find all kinds of trees, not just one. And how many know that we get many of our nutrients and our fruits and our vegetables and any even mentioned our natural vitamins and healing herbs and stuff, they come from trees and they come from things that God has put here for food for us. And we just gotta tap into it. And their leaves will not wither, And their fruit will not fail. Glory. This place in God that's health and liveliness and full of fruit and full of health and full of wellness and full of all the things that pertain to God and the things that are life and that are life giving. It is there. It is in this place along the bank of the river. And it says on this side and that will grow all kinds of trees that are used for food. And their leaves will not wither and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because the water flows from the sanctuary. Hallelujah. They will bear fruit every month because of water flows from the sanctuary, from the place in God. So I invite you as well to get on your knees and begin to pray to God because he is a God that answers, and our prayers are communication to him. And we go in him and go on your altar in God, and just say, and lift up holy hands and say, Lord, we praise you. We know that everything comes from you and everything comes through you. And we are tapping in because it says that even my body is a sanctuary. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So you dwell in me. So we're going to cleanse up this temple, and we're going to eat right. We're going to do the things that are right. We're going to think right. We're going to change our mental perspective as well as feed our soul and our spirit man with the things of God. And then we'll be going into the sanctuary, this secret place in God. We'll lift up holy hands. We'll say, thank you, God. Glory to your name. Thank you for giving us out of our bellies. Now shall flow rivers of living water. And we thank you for clear minds, clear hearts today, clear souls today. And as we continue the scripture, I'm going to pray for someone today. And I'm going to pray that someone today is listening. Listen to the sound of my humble voice. I'm going to pray that if you have a need today, if your loved one has a need, also stand in the gap. You can intercede. You can stand in the gap for somebody else. If you're all right today, believe for somebody else that needs healing of cancer today, somebody that needs healing of their bones a week today, healing of their nervous system and their blood vessels and healing in their veins, everything to be cleansed of. Their mind is foggy. We want the mind to be clear today. We want to get rid of all of the fog and the murk and all of the dust that is settled on the minds of God's people today. And we want to give you a clear thought, a clear picture, a clear understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want you to be able to see and think clear, because in this time, he needs you. He needs you to be of sound mind and sound heart. We're going to pray that your heart is fixed, that your heart is relieved from anything that's not like God, that your physical heart or your spiritual heart is lacking, that he's going to come in as you allow him to come in, as you allow him to dwell in, as you allow to him to be your God, to sit on the throne of your life, and then there'll be no other. You're going to cast out imaginations and anything that exalts itself over the knowledge of God, and you're going to bring in, you're going to accept him and say, Lord, I lay prostrate. Lord, I lay empty. Lord, I'm available for you. use me, Lord, today, and so he can come in and cleanse you up. And let me just read Ezekiel 47, verse number 12, just one more time for you to let this resonate in your spirit, to keep it, put it way down in your bosom, to meditate on this word day and night, and it shall produce good success. And then we're going to pray for you, people today, people of God. We want you to call somebody. We want you to ask them to tune in, listen in today, to be a part of what we're doing here on this Health by Design radio broadcast, because we want you to reach your place in God. That is a place with nothing missing and nothing lacking today. Ezekiel 47, verse 12, along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees, everything you need, used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because the water flows from the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Their fruit will be for food. Hallelujah. And their leaves, ha, glory to God for medicine. The leaves shall be for medicine. Oh, Father God in heaven, we thank you for this word today, God. We thank you for this time of fellowship with your, thus said, your people, God. And even in such a time as this, God, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, because we're living in a time, God, Lord Jesus, that we look at the news report, and we look at the TV, and we look at all those things, God, that is a distraction, God, from serving and recognizing who you are, because we are your children. We are the sheep of your pasture, God. And your word also said, my sheep know my voice. And so we're listening to you today. We're hearing from you today. We ask you to come in and be with us and dine with us, God, to transfer our whole mind, body, and spirit, God. Let it be more like you, God. Let it be less of us and more of you. Let us be able to be the people that you call us to be for such a time as this. Oh, nothing missing, nothing lacking, God. First of all, Lord Jesus, we want to say we adore you. Oh, you're such a great and mighty and awesome God. You're God all by yourself. You're El Shaddai, God. You're omnipotent God. You're God at all. Holds all power. You're an omniscient God. You're a God that knows everything, God, Lord Jesus. And you're a God that's omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time, God, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, God, omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. And we thank you, God, for who you are today. You're also Alpha and you're Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And we thank you, God, that if there's anybody that needs any touch today, anybody that needs a healing today, anybody that needs a place in God, that they feel that they are not in, pick you up right now where you are. Just reach out to him and believe that he is the God. He says, I am that I am. And just believe in the great I am today. And we just thank God today that your answers, as we pray and believe and ask anything in your name according to your will, your answer is yes and amen. So we thank God, Lord Jesus, that right now you're going into that sick room right now, healing that woman of high blood pressure right now, God, as her or her loved one believes and receives, it shall be so, that they can call on the mighty name of Jesus. They can call on Yeshua HaMashiach, and he is the great I am, the all-living God. And we thank God for Jesus, that and we thank God for the promise that we inherit as children to God. And, Lord, we thank you, God, that even that there was an Adam in the Old Testament, the Adam from the beginning who was in the Garden of Eden, that had nothing missing, nothing lacking. That same Adam, that Adam who was great, that you made him and you said, let us go down and make man in our image. And you made him perfect, nothing missing, nothing lacking. But we thank God that even though something was lost in the garden, that when Adam ate of the fruit, because you told him, behold, eat of every fruit, but of this tree do not eat. And he went on ahead, and then we ushered in disobedience. But we thank God for Jesus. But here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus after man has fallen, after man has gone his own way, that a man has got to go astray. We thank God that you yet loved us. And according to John 3:16, because God, you so loved the world, ha, that you began, gave us your only begotten son. How many people would give anything like that, not let alone your only begotten son? But you gave it for a purpose, for a reason, for such a time as this, that we may have a right to the tree of life. And you gave your only begotten son, that whosoever will believeth in his name, in the name of Jesus, and confess that Jesus is Lord, shall be saved, not maybe saved, but all you got to do today, if you're still needing to connect with this Savior, this gracious, wonderful Savior, come into the kingdom today. We preach salvation to you today because we aim to let you know that there is a Savior, there is a God who died, who gave his only, who sent his only begotten Son to die for your sins as well as mine. That there's no one that's above him. We only have our righteousness through Jesus. Don't let no one fool you. It's righteousness through Jesus, in Jesus Christ, because we all have sinned and gone astray, and our righteousness is like filthy rags according to the word of God. But we thank God for this day, in this season, in this time, where we can realize that the new Adam in Jesus Christ, this new Adam, this precious Lamb who died, who was slain, who before the foundation of the world formed, God had a plan. He had a plan for you. He has a plan for me. He has a plan for your sister and your brother, and even that loved one that is sick today, that loved one that needs healing today. There is a place in God about, and we gave you the scripture, the word of God said, and along the bank of the river, on each side, on each and every side, there is a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water. That is for you to just tap in today. That is for you to be able to go into this place, this secret place in God, this place that he's given. And only those, according to the word of God, there is also a reminder that there is a road, a broad road that leads to destruction. But he's given us a pathway where we can go. Hallelujah. We thank God that we can go from where we are and to reach that place in God, that place in healing, that place of healing, that place of restoration, that place of edification, that place of sanctification, that place where you can be transformed. Don't look at who you are today. You are made in the image of God. You are made in his likeness. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, because you're being made even yet. You're going from glory to glory, but it's all from the inside. The message today is from the inside out. So tap into your healing place, that place where the healing waters flow, because that's the Spirit of God that lives within you. And he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. We thank God for what he's done today. He's already done it. He's already sacrificed. He's already given us a way of escape. And we just thank God as we get ready to close the broadcast today. We just glory in his name today. We just want to lift our holy hands today. We just want to say thank you, Lord, today. You are the all-sufficient God. You are the almighty God.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.